This call will be recorded for quality purposes.
Yes, sir.
Sorry to bother you so quickly here. I got a notification that your email wasn't working. It bounced back. So I had it as artisticwork66@gmail.com.
It's artistic work.
Work. Oh, okay. There's no S in there?
Yeah, no, it's artistic work.
Okay. And then 66@gmail.com?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
So I made a Gmail, but it was originally a Yahoo. Whichever one you want to do, I think both of them will work.
Okay. I just want to make sure that the confirmation comes through, because they're going to send you a separate email with a link to the app for the tracking system. So that way, if you want to download it to your phone, you have it. And then there's also
a
YouTube video in there that'll show you how to use it. So I just want to make sure you got those, because that's a good tool to just make sure that you're not losing track of any opportunities.
Awesome.
All right, Gio. Are you okay? You sound tired now.
No, I'm on my way home, stuck in traffic. I guess that's just getting me tired.
Yeah, I know. Traffic does that to me, too.
Yeah, and then it's hot outside. It's like, man, brings your energy down.
The next couple months going to be like that. You might as well, when you go to work, bring a gallon of water with you.
Man, I have a black truck, bro, so it's man, it's horrible. Good thing I have window tint, but man, it's like all around. The roof is super hot. You can just feel it.
Off and get the AC going. Yeah.
We're looking for any shade right now. Are you in Texas?
No. We're in SoCal, but everybody I work with is in Texas. I have some roofing contractors in the DFW area, and they tell me it gets pretty bad. They're on stroke watch in the summertime.
It's horrible. I feel bad for the roofers. It's one of the jobs that I will not do, no matter how much I get paid. especially on the summer. It sucks.
Stroke watch. I have one of these owners, he's an older guy, and he's like, oh, I'm sitting in my truck in the AC, but I just sit out here and wait for somebody to fall off the roof or something bad to happen, or I just wait until he has a cooler full of water and stuff, and he just waits until one of them looks like they're too hot or they can't take it anymore, and he brings them water.
That dude just showing off. I'm sitting in the truck of the AC blowing.
Yeah, he's old though. I don't blame him. He's 65, once you get that age, it's alright. You fall off.
He's doing a good job. He's looking out for somebody. No, that's a good call. My bad. I judged too quick.
We're going to bring him in, though. So, obviously, you want to keep that in mind. You might have some longer days ahead, especially if you don't have a huge crew in front of you or working with you to help you out,
I gotta start pulling some people, the more work I get.
Yeah, well, let's build up the pipeline of business first. Don't get
too excited.
Let's start bringing in the customers, and then once you see you got a good month or two of work already booked up, then we could start doing that,
Start the hiring.
Yeah, I've had guys, they hire people too quick, and then they have to fire them, It's crap.
That sucks.
Yeah, that sucks. It is what it is. It's the nature of the beast. Sometimes.
Part of the business.
Yeah, or they look at fire them, and then you gotta let them go later because you find out that they're smoking on the job or something crazy,
I just listened to a podcast, and one of the things they brought up is they asked what was his thought on that quote you said, you hire fast, fire quickly.
Yeah, hire quick.
Fire faster, yeah.
Yeah, it's just because, you know, we like to get it's even here too, you know, like where a company is Google certified and then they want people who have like experience, but you know, how are guys going to have experience if they're just getting out of college, you know? So it's like, you just give them the benefit of the doubt, and then, you know, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Like, we gotta, you know, nip it in the butt. But some people come out of school and they're just ready to work, you know? And then there's other guys that are, like, still in their party phase, like, not taking it serious. And it's like,
Yeah, that's one thing that they said is like that's one of the things you gotta look at, their character, you know, their willingness to wanna do the job and learn.
Yeah.
And if they have the will and you know they're like want to learn and they're trying, like keep them, you know, it might be your best employer.
Yeah.
But if not, like fire them, get rid of them.
Yeah, because they could damage your reputation too. I tell my clients all the time too. I'm like, hey, if you're gonna hire some guys, you know, you want to make sure that they're out there doing a good job, or you're at least watching them or on the jobs with them, because you know one bad seed can really mess up your whole company's reputation.
Yeah.
Years, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be
careful. Yeah, I had it where a couple of, you know, one starts complaining about the other not doing anything, so now two are not doing anything just because it's like, nah, he's not doing nothing. I'm not doing nothing.
Oh, jeez.
Like, what? Yeah. It happens, but
you're both going to get fired if you...
For real, man.
Then you guys can go be jobless together and do nothing.
Go stand at a Home Depot.
Yeah, exactly. You know? No shame in that. I did that a couple of summers when I was in college, you know? Had to pay some bills.
Yeah, I found some good help at Home Depot all the time.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's my go-to spot whenever I'm just like, man, I'm overwhelmed with work. I need help.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're ready.
In college, I went and stood out there.
Yeah, they're ready.
And then these guys that hired me on the first day, he's like, hey man, you're busting your butt, and you know, he's like, you want to come back and you can work with us for, like, the next couple of weeks if you want on this warehouse job that we're doing. And I was like, all right, you know, and they were paying me $100 cash every day. And at the end of the week, they would just give me like $500, $600 cash. And then I just ended up doing that. Like, I spent my whole weekends through college and sometimes like 4 hours a day after school. And I would go over there and just work, you know. It was nasty stuff, though. It was like cleaning up asbestos and bringing drywall, you know. We would like demo out places, so we like tear out the drywall and then have to clean it up, bring the new drywall in. It was a lot of...
Man, you want to grind.
Yeah, putting up insulation, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. But it was cool. You know, it was a good experience for me, and I made good money doing it. I didn't have to ask my parents for money, so it was nice, man. I was able to eat all the cup of noodles I wanted.
That's a good feeling. That's a good feeling.
Stuff, you know, take a girl out here. Yeah, it was cool.
That independence is just like having your own money to do whatever you want. Yeah,
yeah, it was all new to me. I was kind of in debt too when I first got out of school. This was like 12 years ago.
But yeah, that cash money was wonderful.
Oh yeah, no taxes.
Yeah, ain't nobody had to know.
Yeah, back then $100 was a lot more than it is now, you know.
Oh yeah, $100 now is like they look at you funny.
Yeah, no, I'll go buy. You step outside, $100 is gone nowadays.
Yeah, you ain't wrong. Once you break it, it's gone.
It's tough. If a client were to call you today, I actually forgot to ask you this earlier. How soon would you be able to get out? Are you like open schedule right now?
I am. I have a couple of jobs that I've bid, but they haven't confirmed. Okay. They haven't confirmed start date, so I got some time in my hand with them this week. Nah, but not with Home Advisor. I haven't like. So tomorrow they're gonna call me to have like an orientation, they just background checked, and I think he said orientation was just gonna like interview me and stuff, but. I haven't, like, the jobs that I have are just from my own circle, like, people that recommended me and stuff like that. But yeah, just kind of, like, word of mouth jobs. Other people that I've done work for.
If you can get word of mouth in 2024, you're going to do great.
Oh, yeah, man. That's been keeping me busy.
Word of mouth mouth cage. Yeah, that's insane that you could do that still. It's hard, especially if you're painting. Like, it's rough. I've heard of guys who, like, we didn't have spots available in their area, and they kind of, like, I have some of these people that just kind of blow me up, waiting for the next spot to open up. And he's like, man, I'm door knocking, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Like, when can we do? It's hard out there sometimes. I don't know how some people get by without the online marketing. Honestly, it's kind of interesting to me. I always ask them, like, what are you doing?
Bro, I've been blessed. I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. Like, just when I feel like I have no work coming, I'm nothing next week, I have no money in my pocket, I get a call and there it is. I get my break.
Yep, here it is, man.
So,
that Google verification form is like your homework. So make sure you fill that out. I didn't want to like underemphasize that. You know, sign your subscription terms and then make sure you fill out that Google verification form. If you're missing anything, Gio, it tells you right at the bottom. Like, sometimes if you don't have enough information, Google can't verify you. So the only option is we do a three-way phone verification. We'll actually do, like, a video call, whether it be, like, FaceTime or through Google Meet. And then they'll actually just verify you over the phone. So that way we won't let anything stop you from, you know, getting listed and getting the benefits from the first page placement.
Okay, cool.
Okay. But make sure to fill that out and then obviously be available for that client interview tomorrow as well.
Sounds good. I'll do that.
All right.
I'll get to it today. I'm on my way home right now. I'm just going to hit the gym right quick, home and take care of business.
Okay. Well, knock that out.
That's my stress
reliever. If you need help with any of it, do not hesitate to call. Like I said, we want to make sure we walk you through it and kind of baby you until we know you got the hang of things.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, drive safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Cool. Thank you, bro. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye.